Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to this sexy time. Sexy time of the radio. You asked me to get a song for this tonight, didn't you, Ollie?
No, that's to save that song for when you want to use it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't know. Sweet. Have you noticed, Tom, that whilst we're here working hard, working away, a lot of other shows aren't on? You notice that?
Yeah, there's heaps of shows on right now.
What's with that? I mean, we're here.
We're here
working hard.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've just come off 2 weeks break and we come back and there's no shows on.
I mean, guys, where
come on.
Get your act together. You know, Kennedy Malloy.
You're not going on holiday.
What are they doing?
Going on holiday, Kennedy Malloy.
We don't go on holidays.
We never go on holidays.
Apart from that 2 weeks.
We just came back from a 2 week break. We never go on holidays.
That was actually a
sabbatical.
A sabbatical, PD, personal development.
Yeah.
Professional development, I should say.
If you're one of those people that draws penises on things, your time in the spotlight is going to be shining in about 30 minutes' time.
It's time to fess up if you're that kind of person. You come clean. Yeah, in about half an hour's time, are you a penis drawer?
Let's turn our eyes to the bedroom, though, Ollie. Let's turn our eyes to the bedroom.
Please. It's been too long.
Ollie, up
since
next.
Since you and me got sexy, Tom.
Sorry?
Sorry? Nothing. It's been too long. Thank you.
Oh, no, it's live music. I thought it was just a crowd cheering us on. 133353, I want to hear your surefire tip to spice up your sex life in the bedroom. Because I've got a tip.
You got a tip?
And it is infallible.
Wow.
And I'm not going to reveal my tip till somebody else reveals their tip. It's a show me yours and I'll show you mine type of situation.
Oh, you love those games.
133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Live music from Talking Heads. It's called Psycho Killer, of course. G'day, Triple M's number one development show here, Tom and Ollie.
Yeah.
We have questions, that's what we do. And look, we have questions and we ask on 133353 for your answers. Some people have called this show Juvenile Talkback. And for Juvenile Talkback to work, you need people talking back at you, don't you, Ollie?
Yes, Tom. When we plan the questions, we don't plan the answers.
Yeah.
So that's where you come in.
I put the call out for on 133353 for your surefire sex tips in the bedroom. And we've been putting the call out all night, Ollie. And usually...
Look, we did just think, you know what? It is what they call a break in the ratings period. It's school holidays. So quiet times out there. But you'd think when you ask for sex tips, Tom, you'd get some calls. There actually hasn't been... I hate to say it, but there's been no calls.
There's been no calls
right
now.
No calls for this.
And there's been not many throughout the night.
You don't hear it very often in radio, but we honestly believe that the phone lines are broken.
I mean, we could be shit, but the phone lines have to be broken.
Oh, I honestly just think they're broken because...
We can't be
can
we?
I mean, surely people have some sex tips. So we're going to put a pause on the naughty stuff.
Pause and the sex tips.
Scale things right back to doing a good old-fashioned phone line test.
Yeah.
So 133353. I'll say it again. 133353. I'll say it again. 133353. I'll say it one more time. 133353. This is a phone line test. We need a call now.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get any calls, Tom, which is annoying for us because we can't do the radio show without your calls. So... I mean, what's the best case scenario here? We get some calls and we prove the phone lines are working and no one's getting involved. Or is it a case of we don't get any calls, we prove the phone lines aren't working and the show is then no good. So
it's an interesting situation.
So 133353, I'll say it again, call now.
Because we just need to test these phone lines. Heidi.
No one's going to answer.
Heidi.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, mate.
Okay.
Are the phones working, Heidi?
They are indeed working.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brunswick.
Okay, Melbourne. All right.
Yeah, that's annoying that they work. All right.
Okay. Thanks heaps.
Maybe it's just Melbourne that's got the phones working.
James on 133353, are the phones working, mate?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, okay. What?
Did you think they were broken, James?
Well, no, I didn't think they were broken, but I know you guys just didn't seem to get any callers, so I thought I'd ring up.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? What capital city are you from?
I'm from Melbourne.
In Melbourne, okay.
Melbourne, okay. Yeah, right.
Anna Laura, great name.
Yeah.
Your phone's working, is it?
It certainly is.
What cap city?
Victoria, Melbourne.
Can you you hear us clearly?
I can hear you calling. Did you want a sex tip?
If you've got one.
Maybe we'll save you.
We've got to do a content warning for that, but we'll hear from Rory as well. Rory, is your phone working for you?
No, phone's not working.
No, phone's not working.
That's weird, isn't it?
There you go. So maybe some phones aren't clear enough. Yeah, Mick, can you hear us clearly?
I sure can, guys. Very, very, very clear.
But are you from Melbourne?
Yes, I am from Melbourne.
Okay, maybe we're only getting calls from Melbourne here. That's weird. This is an issue. That is actually an issue.
Yeah, Matt, where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm just in Mentone, just coming home. It's my birthday today, actually.
That's Melbourne. Okay, well...
Thanks, Matt. Yeah. How old are you turning?
Victoria.
Victoria.
How old?
Mentone, bud.
Yeah.
I said how old, mate. How old? Anyway.
Adrian, where are you from?
Phones aren't working.
Tasmania.
Wow. And the phones are calling. They're working from Tassie.
Oh, mate.
Didn't think we reached Tassie.
Yeah, you're calling from Melbourne, aren't you, Adrian?
No, from Tassie. I'm listening on my app.
Oh, nice. Oh, hello to them.
Yeah, good. Yeah, well, the app works. Well, the Triple Nine app works, and the phone lines work in Melbourne.
Yeah, so we do have an issue. That's why we're a bit quiet on the phone
tonight.
The rest of the country.
Sydney, if you're from Sydney and you're calling and you can't get through, message us so that we know.
Yeah.
If you're from Brisbane, you can't get through.
Yeah.
Let us know.
And if you're from Adelaide, sorry, you're on a half-hour delay. You can't get through.
Yeah, you can't get through because it's different time.
Yeah.
Different time.
Because it's 9:12 now where you are, but it was 9:12 half an hour ago where you are.
Yeah, we can't time travel.
Yeah.
So, well, look, the phones are somewhat broken.
There we go. That's good.
That's a relief.
Let's get on to engineering. Let's get these phones fixed. And 133353, for those of you who are in Melbourne.
If you're playing along at home.
Please give us a call with your sex tips. And Naughty After Nine will return after this.
Well, it was a bloody Pearl phone jam up in Sydney. But hopefully after this, we can get an even flow of phone calls.
Sex tips, 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Even flow, Pearl Jam, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. No, yep, that's fine. The phone lines haven't been working. That's what we just tested.
Yes.
Jeez.
Great to troubleshoot the phones there. We were doubting ourselves. Yeah. We thought we were just doing one of the shittest radio shows you've ever heard.
Well, we are doing that, but...
No one's calling up. Yep. But it turns out we have done a complete test of all the cities we go to, all the capital cities, and we can condense it into this summary here. So Melbourne, you're getting your phone lines are here. Yep, Melbourne's working.
Okay, Melbourne's working. Nice.
Sydney, is Sydney working? Okay. Sydney phone lines aren't working, so we're sorry. We're going to get that fixed for you.
Yep.
Let's go to Brisbane. Brisbane again, not working.
Geez.
Can't call up. And finally, Adelaide. What are Adelaide hearing?
Oh, they're just on hold constantly.
That's a shame for Adelaide. I'm sorry. And you're going to get that non-stop for this show, unfortunately, guys. Don't ask us why.
Ollie, for Adelaide...
A little more action, baby.
Tom and Ollie, just get that. Content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
All right, come on. It's been long enough. Let's get naughty. I've got a surefire tip for the bedroom, Ollie.
Right. Well, you did say that you wouldn't get to your sex bedroom tip unless you heard another tip on 133353.
Mine, works 100% of the time. If you want to spice up your sex life, my tip...
Okay, well...
We'll help you out, and that's not a euphemism.
Okay, well, we'll have to first hear from Lennon, no doubt from Melbourne. How are you, Lennon?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, tell us, how do you surefire guaranteed spice things up in the bedroom?
Oh, mate, you kiss the neck and you work your way up to the earlobes, and as soon as you get to there, the girls are quite happy with the work that you're making there. But to be honest, as a guy, you are just happy to get something warm and wet, to be honest.
Okay.
Happy to get what?
No, you don't need a risk.
Okay. Lennon, are you pretty across the... I mean, kissing is one thing, but there's also a bit of a balance of the breathing, isn't there, on the ear?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The breathing into the ear, the very gentle breath into the ear and the earlobe and all sorts of the stuff. But to be honest, I'm just happy to get...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
Gives that cold sensation.
And it's the... I mean, how much... Okay, actually, I'll ask Lennon. Lennon, when you're going with the earlobe as well, how much tongue are you using around the earlobe? Because I feel like there's a limit on the tongue that you can use.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a limit. Look, sometimes you can get a bit too sloppy like you're eating a Slurpee, but...
Yeah, you're not a cleaner.
I'm not a cleaner.
Cupboard.
Yeah, you're not a cat.
No.
Trying to clean your own ears.
You're not a pool cleaner getting into the grooves.
Anna Laura, thank you for testing our phones before.
That's all right.
Now, you did say that you had a surefire sex tip for the bedroom.
I did. I heard one for the men,
to only please a woman and to make sure that she will always come back.
Brilliant. Okay. What is it? What do you got?
I'm listening.
Well, I suggest that if you can get yourself, you don't always want to have that stubble around the face, but a 3 to 4 day growth on the night that you plan, and yeah, you may not get out of bed and you'll see her the next day. She's going to ring and she's probably going to annoy you. So.
Didn't hear any of it. I don't think the phone lines are working again.
The phone's not working for Anna Laura.
I think it's a conversation,
a little more action. Because she talked it up, though. She made it sound like it was going to be...
I think it was basically, you don't want a stubble, you want a 3 to 4 day growth, because the stubble's going to hurt.
Yeah. That's just how to not be annoying in the bedroom, though. That's not like a guarantee. A tip. That's not spicing things up. That's how to not be shit.
Yeah, true.
I can give one of those. What? Don't vomit. Whilst having sex, that will help with the vibe.
Look, my surefire sex tip coming up. 133353. Mate.
Oh, you're teasing me. You're teasing me. I'm getting a bit antsy.
I know. Well,
getting a bit.
It works.
A bit boing.
133353. If you've got a sex tip, give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Lady Rider Dice Straits, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. Hey, if you love drawing a little dick and balls in places, you silly duffer. We want to talk to you in about 5 to 10 minutes' time because there's been a very large one drawn somewhere. Yeah. And I'll reveal to you soon where
it's an epidemic, Tom. Penis drawing. It's an epidemic. Dick drawing.
Sure. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Right now, 133353, if you've got a sex tip, give us a call.
Talking sex tips, give us your tip right now on 133353.
Jesus.
Just the tip.
No. Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, were you waiting for a response? Because there wasn't one.
Yeah. Just the tip. Yeah. Okay.
No, you said that.
On Facebook, Jamie's getting involved.
Yep.
Love it. She says, sex tip for guys, take the time with foreplay. Make sure your lady is well and truly aroused. A classic one. I think women are...
You were saying that... It's...
Women are perpetually saying guys more foreplay, and guys, I think, are perpetually living out the attitude of, let's get to it.
No, you know what they're doing. They're just saying...
A little more action, babe. But Jamie's saying, no, settle down there, Elvis, because what can happen is, if you have enough foreplay, the lady is aroused, and by doing that, the lady bits engorge the bits inside, which with blood, and that makes them, the women themselves, tighter, better for them, better for the men. Win-win, she says.
How about that? Yeah. Simon on Facebook as well, messaging Tom and Ollie with a Y. He said, bedroom tip for you, manscaping. No girl or guy, I suppose, wants to lick a furry chupa-chup.
Well, speaking of manscaping, before we had that call of that lady who we could understand because the phone was no good, but she was saying that facial hair can be good. Not a stubble, but a bit of growth, so 4 or 5 days of growth can be good
can
and
be
used,
pleasurable.
Used for a bit of tickling downstairs.
My surefire tip still to come. Adam.
I've almost moved on from your tip. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, right. Hey, Adam.
How you doing?
Good, mate. What's your sex tip? Your surefire one.
When you're going slow and kissing the skin, you don't just kiss anywhere. You actually kiss where they're where on the left side of the neck or your right as you're looking at them, near their carotid artery or on an elbow. Anywhere there's an artery that flows straight to the heart, it actually speeds things along.
Really? Oh, well done.
Like some kind of massage.
Yes, like as you say, you're not a cleaner, so just caressing it with the tongue. But there's anywhere there's an artery, so even inside of the elbow or on the left side of the neck, or as you said, you're right.
Yeah.
Why is it only on the left side? Do we not have a carotid artery on the right?
No, you don't.
Are you a biologist, a doctor of love, Adam, or something?
Just common sense.
My wife only, but yeah.
And Adam, and then by that theory, I mean the biggest artery, I think, is the one down in your inner thigh.
Okay, thanks so much, Adam. Thanks.
I'm just saying, it's the inner thigh.
I'm not
doing a penis gag.
Oh, okay,
the biggest artery is in the inner thigh.
Oh, there you go.
It's a bit deep, though, so you might have to do a little biting to get close to it.
Okay. Massage, deep massage, deep tissue massage.
Things got weird then. All right, here you go. Your surefire sex tip from sex god Tom.
Tommy, what's your tip? What's your tip like?
Here's one way. If your sex life's going a bit, we're just doing the same thing every night.
And this came with you and your boyfriend, who you just said I love you.
Not necessarily. No, definitely not. Okay. No. This is just a surefire sex tip.
I'll wind that back. All right. Yep. Sorry.
Ollie, all you need is a blindfold. You don't have to wear. Bear with me. A blindfold for your partner, Matt, gets rid of all the sight.
All the social anxiety. The fear.
No, so you know what it does? It makes you focus directly in that moment, and your imagination takes over, and your feelings take over. Everything else takes over.
It
gets rid of one
Tom,
of your...
it's lovely. Yeah. What's happened here is that your boyfriend, mm-hmm. Seth, has basically gone paper bag over you. Because you're a prawn, but he's done it using a blindfold. I'm so sorry to break it to you. The blindfold is a friendly, polite paperback.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah. I think he's saying, shave that mustache off, you dickhead.
Oh, God.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
All right, we all know those people, usually it was back in high school, that just couldn't stop drawing dick and balls.
It's just plain out immature, Tom, isn't it? Oh, it's just not on.
The phallic
We've
symbol.
We've all done it, though.
We have all done it. And the phallic symbol. Look, someone, I'm guessing it's a high school student, has taken to Geelong, which is just outside of Melbourne in Victoria. They've managed to draw a giant D&B in a big field. And it's made it to Google Maps.
Well, that's big.
It's a massive one. Look at this. It's in this field. Yeah. And it's massive. They've done...
How do they do it?
It looks like a pair of eyes and to be a really long nose in the way that it's looking at.
That's
here.
Not a very good dick and balls then.
Well, it's just pointing downwards. So the eyes are the, you know, are the bee.
How'd they do it? Did they, because...
I don't know.
I mean, because I mean,
I don't know.
Back in at my school for my muck-up day, at my school they did a big dick and balls on the oval. Tom,
can you just say D&B, please?
D&B.
Yeah.
Big D&B.
Yeah.
As a bit of a muck-up, bit of a crazy thing to do at my school.
No. It's funny because my school had that as well.
Did it?
Yeah. No, but it was the year before me.
Oh no, it was actually my school that did it in my year.
Yeah, no, but my school did it.
We also. We routed all the traffic. Yeah.
Yeah. And they also released pigs 1, 3, and 4.
Yeah. And then, no, that was at our school. No, they couldn't find number two.
That was at our school.
Was that your school too?
Yeah. Anyway, you can search Aussie Wiener on Google Maps and you'll see the massive D&B. But right now, we want to talk to D&B drawers. Do you draw D's and B's?
Are you obsessed? Or just a on the side fan?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Vance, join now. New-ish music from Vance Joy, We're Going Home. I mean, come on, it's not new anymore, is it?
Brand new in 2017.
Yeah, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the number one development show. And after 9 o'clock, I have to play this thing.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
I'm only going to say this once. Do you draw dick and balls? From now on, it'll be referred to as the D&B. Are you one of those people that just can't help draw a massive one somewhere? Someone out in Geelong, which is out of just out of Melbourne in Victoria, they've drawn a massive one that's been picked up on Google Maps. It's been dubbed the Aussie Wiener. There's no reports on who the perpetrator is. But yeah, the satellite image is very big. Like, I can see a house in the image, or it's like a barn even. Like, that's a barn, and it's like 2.5 size barns. Yeah. It's really big. It's really, really big. This reminds me of that Netflix show, American Vandal. Have you seen that?
Oh, I was going to say Superbad.
Yes.
With Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill's character has an addiction. He's very good at drawing penises. Very detailed, dare I say it, veiny at times.
This is an amazing series on Netflix, taking off those crime series that you might see, like a Serial or Making a Murderer.
It's a parody.
Yeah, it's a parody. It's very funny.
The vandal spray painted obscene images on 27 cars.
Oh my God.
I'll never understand what's so amusing about penises.
Everyone thinks I did it. Everyone.
Dylan definitely did it.
Of course he did it.
He's like a known dick drawer.
Another day, another dick.
Another day, another dick.
That's your motto as well, isn't
another
it?
Another day. For a different reason. And of course, it's all about who drew the dicks on the cars of the teachers.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
And surely the guy, Dylan, who loves to draw dicks. Have you watched it?
I haven't seen who actually is the perpetrator. I've watched like four episodes. It's won heaps of awards. It's really good.
Yeah, okay.
Check it out on Netflix. James on 133353. Are you a D&B drawer?
Yes, I had a serial problem and it nearly cost me a job.
James, well, you've come to the right place, mate. We're here to chat it out with you and really just get to the bottom of it. Where did it start?
Started in high school. Newspapers, as everyone did.
Newspapers.
Yeah. Progressed.
Drawing dicks into people's mouths on the paper.
Of course, drawing dicks 100%. In the Herald Sun, a very famous Facebook page where people share their drawing of phalluses.
Well, and would you say, James, you were talented?
Pretty average. I'd say the places that they showed up in was much better than the actual dicks themselves.
Okay.
So you were passionate more than talented?
It was about the story.
About the story. Okay. And did you find yourself getting into trouble?
Yeah, so at work, I had a job in a hardware store and used to climb a lot of ladders and stuff. There was a lot of dusty things. So anything that was dusty, straight away dick. Textures anywhere you could possibly put one.
Yeah.
But it got me in trouble the day when my boss was showing an esky to a customer, some old lady, lovely old lady, and pulled out a big esky. It was about a meter long dick right in front of her. Yes. Yeah.
It's a real shame, isn't it?
It was terrible.
And when was the moment you knew you had an issue?
When I had the meeting.
And what did your manager say to you in that meeting?
He thought if it wasn't that funny, then I would have probably been sacked.
Yeah. Oh, so he did find it funny.
Luckily, he was a good manager on the day.
Yeah. Good sport.
It's good that he found it funny, but...
And he's running a business.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Mm.
And that business isn't in the business of drawing dicks, is it?
No, I wouldn't say so.
No. It's selling hardware.
Probably.
Well, actually, that is in the business of...
Hardware? Software. Depends on the dick, doesn't it?
Well, James, have you learnt your ways, or are you still a D&B drawer to this day?
A lot less. Still a D&B drawer, but just not as vocal as it used to be.
Get cravings, do you?
No, no cravings.
No cravings.
Okay. I'm not itching no more.
The methadone helps.
Okay. 100%.
Okay. Things took a turn.
He has to just stare at a drawn penis every now and then just to get through it.
133353. Look, if you do want to chat it out, if you are a D&B drawer, we're here to help.
Mm.
Give us a call.
It's a serious issue.
Let's run to paradise now. Choir boys, you're on Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie. It's Naughty After Nine. Come out and play. Keep them separated. The Offspring. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Before that, what did we have? We had a... I wasn't listening.
So much music.
Run to Paradise, Choir Boys, of course.
Yeah.
So much fun. Hey, it's the number one development show here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're about to get out of here, Tom, but one quick holiday highlight, a story from Thailand.
Yes.
Now, I've been banned from saying who this story is about, so I'm not going to name any names. But all I'll say is this. I was in Thailand with another couple, me and my girlfriend, another couple.
All right.
And so
it could be one of three people or another guest at the resort.
Well, it could be me.
Well, you're not banning yourself from selling a story, you dickhead.
You never know. So we went out, the two couples on the town. Now, Khao Lak is one main street.
Khao Lak?
Khao Lak. It sounds like Khao Lak. It's Khao Lak. K-H-A-O. Space L-A-K, and the main road, well, the whole town is on a main road, and it's not really busy. Like, it's actually kind of nice. It was quiet season. We went to a bar, had a nice meal, and then went to a bar afterwards, so it was about 10 o'clock. We'd had some authentic Thai food, which was great. Well, it was great at the time. We went to the bar, all's fine. We had a drink. We had a mojito.
Yeah.
Two people leave the venue. Leaving two alone, still having a drink. This is all, I've been told all this information, right? Can't confirm who it is, who it's not. The two people are walking alone to another bar or maybe to go home. They're weighing up whether they go home at this moment.
You don't know because you're...
I don't know, you don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
But the one person, one of the two, suddenly doesn't feel very well.
Yeah.
He's suddenly going, I feel really sick in the stomach and, in fact, my whole body. And this individual, in the matter of seconds, has to run to what ended up being someone's carport on the main road, someone's front driveway, and right beside a Mazda, had to squat down at 11 p.m. at night and just unload from the back end. a real big serving. And then they decided to go home to the resort after that. And that was the end. Oh, there was some vomit off the back of the taxi as well. So it all happened. It was a bad night. Can't say who it was.
No.
It wasn't me.
Nice. Well, with a show.
And we'll never speak of it again.
No, never. No. Definitely don't talk to anyone.
No. Well, and
close to Ollie.
Any of the four of us that were there.
Yeah.
About it.
Well, not you either.
Well, or me.
Yeah.
Could have been me. I could be annoyed about it.
It wasn't you.
Don't mention it.
Yeah.
What a show! Check out the podcast to hear Khalid Kalafala, very funny guy.
Oh.
Comedian talking about some really good stuff.
Yeah.
And especially that Nanette documentary.
Please, if you've got Netflix. Or if you don't, go out and get Netflix to see Nanette by Hannah Gadsby, her amazing show.
Incredibly timely piece on comedy and on the way society deals with pain, tension, abuse, all this stuff. It's really good stuff. Good viewing.
Also, in a show that we've only had one city worth of calls, thank you to
Melbourne for propping up the show. We'll try and get the phone lines working over in Sydney and Brisbane and Adelaide even Adelaide.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night for Wacky Wednesday. Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter @TomandOllie.